وَمَا آتَيْتُم مِّن رِّبًا لِّيَرْبُوَ فِي
That which ye give in usury in order that it may increase on other people's property hath no increase with Allah.
Welcome to Islamic Economy, a program that is aimed to make us understand what Islam tells us with regard to spending, with regard to saving money, to dealing with money.
God is looking for an economic system that's based on real things. It's based on real production. It's based on real services. It's based on creating real value for people.
Islamic Economy, a program that offers Islamic solutions to your economic problems in your daily lives.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Dear brothers and sisters, welcome once again to Islamic Economy, a program that is dedicated to matters pertaining to Islamic economy. What does Islam have to say with regard to the way a person should spend his money? What does Islam say about transactions? What are the laws pertaining to collecting money in Islam? Is interest allowed or is it prohibited, and why? What is the philosophy behind that? And many other things pertaining to economy. We had just started discussing a very important subject, and that is zakat, and we said zakat is obligatory, and zakat is something that also removes the barrier between the rich and the poor and makes the poor affluent and independent. And thereafter we looked at another branch of zakat, which obviously is a kind of charity that is mustahab, that is recommended. It is known as sadaqa mustahabba. We said that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made zakat wajib, He used the word sadaqa. Mustahab charity, that is recommended charity, also is known as sadaqa. In fact, in today's life, sadaqah is commonly referred to as that charity which is recommended, and zakat is referred to that charity that is obligatory. We were discussing some of the very important merits of sadaqah, and in our previous session we mentioned a very important merit, and that is sadaqah erases major sins. So if a person gives sadaqah with the intention that, O Allah, erase my great sin, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will erase the great sin. But obviously this, his intention or her intention, should be for the sake of the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not that a person gets free from that sin so that another opportunity comes and he or she gets engaged in another great sin, so that, you know, afterwards he or she can, you know, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to erase it through sadaqah. We said that such an opportunity may not also come, and such a kind of spiritual facility cannot arise sometimes for a person who intentionally wanted to give sadaqah to erase his sin so that he commits another major sin. Another very important merit of giving sadaqah, that is this charity in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that it wards off calamities. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is reported to have said, As-sadaqa tadfa'u al-bala'. Sadaqa dispels calamity, any kind of calamity. And therefore a person doesn't know, actually, no one knows what will happen today, what kind of calamity will happen today to him, who will, for example, bring about a calamity on him, and so on. Because sometimes you find that the person encounters a calamity from an external source, not internally. And sometimes it can be something internal because of the mistakes a person has made. So in order to dispel such calamities and protect oneself from calamities, sadaqah is very important for one to give. Now just realize this, how beautiful it is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, while encouraging us in giving sadaqah, helps the poor at the same time. So sadaqah is something that helps the poor externally and helps the giver also at the same time. How beautiful is this sadaqah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encourages. Another very beautiful hadith is from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, where he says that sadaqatul alaniya tadfa'u 70 naw'an min al-bala'.
توحيدك قد أخلى قلبي من كل شريك يا ربي توحيدك قد أخلى قلبي.
Islamic Economy, a program on Islamic economy, every Friday on the Call of Islam radio station by Hujjat al-Islam Sheikh Muhammad Khalfan.
إلا آيات للحب
توحيدك قد أخلى قلبي من كل شريك يا ربي فبيوم لقائك لن أتلو إلا آيات للحب.
صدقة given openly dispels 70 kinds of calamities. So here obviously the word 70 sometimes should not be taken literally, because the word 70 is known as adadul kithra, a number that reveals a huge number, abundance. It reveals abundance. So when we say 70 kinds of bala, it doesn't mean 70 per se. No, it can be even more than that. It is a number that is used to reveal a huge quantity and innumerable quantity of that reality that is talked about. So sadaqatul alaniya tadfa'u 70 naw'an min al-bala. Another interesting merit of giving sadaqah is that sadaqah prevents evil death. Now evil death is not something very small. It cannot be taken lightly, because an evil death is a death that no one aspires for. And an evil death is, for example, death in the state of sin, for example. Death when a person has not sought forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the past sins. Death in a place which is abhorred, for example. Let's say if a person were to just pass by a place which is not allowed in Islam, just because there is something that he wants to do. For example, he were to pass by a bar. He doesn't want to enter the bar. He has some work somewhere near the bar, for example, a shop near the bar. And let's say he passed through there and he, for example, dies over there. And many other deaths, which obviously the most important thing is that the criteria is this, that the death should not be in a state whereby a person regrets. It should not be in the state of sin, for example. When a person is sinning, for example, and death knocks at him, that is one of the evil deaths. It is known as maitatu su'. And that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't like of his servant. So this is an example, or this is a way of dispelling such a death, that is to give sadaqah in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Holy Prophet is reported to have said, As-sadaqatu tamna'u maitata su'. As-sadaqah prevents evil death. This is a very beautiful saying that shows this merit. And finally, obviously, although I am trying to enumerate only 8 advantages, there are so many other advantages. You need only to look at the Holy Quran and the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam to get more of these treasures. There are other advantages of sadaqah, obviously, but we would like to limit ourselves with 8. We have already mentioned 7, and the 8th important merit of sadaqah is that sadaqah pays off one's debt and keeps behind abundant good. That means it keeps behind barakah. If a person gives charity in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely, then his debt would be paid. That's also something very important, because sometimes many people are in debt and they think, you know, why should I give sadaqah? Why should I give charity? I don't have that much money. And not only that, but I have to pay many people. You are told, no. Even if you have this state in you that you cannot pay your debt, if you would like to pay your debt, then give sadaqah. However small the amount you can afford, but give sadaqah in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to open a door for you so that you can give your debt. He will enrich you. He will make you affluent. These are things to believe in. These are not things that we can reason out, that, you know, because, you know, of this cause and this effect, this other effect transpires. No, it is something that the guides of revelation, by the teachings of the Holy Quran and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, have communicated to us. So we should understand and believe in it and apply these teachings so that we can get benefit from this very beautiful deed of giving charity in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, when we look at charity, this mustahab charity, this recommended charity, in some of the verses of the Holy Quran, we find that it can be classified into two kinds. One is secret charity and one is open charity, which is known as sadaqatul sir and sadaqatul alaniya. In fact, these expressions have been clearly used in the tradition, sadaqatul sir, for example, secret charity, or sadaqatul alaniya. And both these play a very important role in the life of a human being who gives sadaqah in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With regard to these two kinds, this can be seen in the Holy Quran, chapter 2, verse number 271. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِن تُبْدُوا الصَّدَقَاتِ فَنِعِمَّا هِيَ وَإِن تُخْفُوهَا وَتُؤْتُوهَا الْفُقَرَاءِ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَيُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you disclose your charities, that is well, but if you hide them and give them to the poor, that is better for you, and it will atone for some of your misdeeds, and Allah is well aware of what you do. We come to the end of the program here. Time is over. However, inshallah, we will look at the details of this verse in our next episode. What we have basically covered in this program are some other merits of sadaqah, like, for example, sadaqah protects one from an evil death. Sadaqah facilitates the payment of debt. And as we said, that although we have enumerated 8 merits of sadaqah, there are other merits. It only needs a person to go to the books of traditions and extract the important information contained in it. With this, we come to the end of the program. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad. وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين.
Oh my creator, oh Allah, fulfill our aims in life, Allah. Forgive our sins, ya Allah. Oh Allah, the most gracious. Ya Rabbi bir Mustafa, balligh maqasidana. واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسي الكرم. Oh my creator, oh Allah, fulfill our